The Tabernacle. Because the people of Israel had worshipped the golden calf, Moses went up the mountain and begged the Lord to forgive them. He said, "O Lord, your people have sinned against you. If you will forgive their sins..." He couldn't continue on, but finally said, If you can't forgive them, blot me out of your book." The Lord said, "I'm not blotting your name out of the book, but I will blot out the names of those people who sinned against me." Then God struck the people with a plague, and many died. After that, the Lord told Moses, "Lead your people to the land I promised them. I won't go with you, but I'll send my angel to guide you. If I lived among these obstinate people for even a moment, I'd destroy them." Moses went down and told the people that God wouldn't live among them. The people broke down and cried. They grieved that their sin had cost them so much. Moses went outside the camp and set up a meeting tent so he could talk to the Lord. As the people watched, the cloud of God came down and stood in front of the tent. There Moses and God talked. Moses said, If I'm your friend, and if you're pleased with me, then live with us. We want you to lead us. If you refuse, then we're staying here. Don't make us leave. Without you among us, we're no different than anyone else." The Lord replied, "You're my friend, and I am pleased with you. Therefore, I will do as you've asked." Then the Lord told Moses to cut out 2 more stone tablets and bring them up the mountain. Once there, the Lord said, "This is my agreement with you and your people. I'll force the people out of Canaan with great miracles, but you must obey my commandments." Moses stayed on the mountain and wrote down all the laws and commandments of God. He also wrote the 10 commandments on the 2 tablets of stone. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't eat bread or drink water. Afterwards, he went down to the people with God's commands. He didn't realize that his face was glowing because of all the time he had spent with the Lord. This made the Israelites afraid, so Moses wore a veil when he talked to the people. He told them all the commandments the Lord had given him. Then he said, "It's time to build the tabernacle, God's dwelling place. Therefore, those who are willing to give an offering to the Lord are to bring gold, silver, bronze, special yarn, fine linen, animal skins, wood, oil, spices, stones, and gems. We need skilled craftsmen who will dedicate themselves to build the tabernacle, the tent that will surround it, and the furniture inside." The next day, people started bringing the things needed to build the tabernacle. Skilled craftsmen came to do the work. Day after day, people brought their gifts, until finally Moses sent out word, "Stop bringing offerings. There is more than enough." The people were careful to build the tabernacle exactly as God had told Moses. It was finished exactly 2 years after they left Egypt, to the very day. Moses inspected the work and found they had done just as the Lord had commanded. So he blessed them. Then a cloud came and hovered over the tent. As the people watched, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So from that day on, in all their travels, the Lord was with them.